Good morning and welcome to FactSet's Market Preview. Today is Monday, December 12th, 2022. U.S. futures are pointing to a lower open as of 4:05 a.m. Eastern Time. European equity markets have opened in a negative territory following broad weakness in Asia. U.S. dollar is stronger versus Japanese yen and China yuan, but softer versus euro and sterling. Treasury yields are down across tenors. Crude oil is down, gold is softer, base metals are trading lower, Bitcoin futures are also down. In macro news, market concerns seem to revolve around an overly aggressive Fed committing a policy mistake as weakening macro data and cautious corporate commentary add to signs that the economy is heading into recession. The worsening macro environment also ties into the risk of fresh downgrades to consensus earnings estimates. In other developments, China's pivot from zero COVID continues after the country's top medical advisor compared Omicron's death rate to common flu. The State Council also eased the restrictions on transport and air staff. There are also reports saying that mainland China may lift quarantine requirements for Hong Kong residents. On the data front, the UK October industrial production dropped by 2.4% against consensus of a 2.8% drop. The UK GDP shrank further between August and October, and Chancellor Hunt expects the economy to get worse before it gets better. Japan's Ministry of Finance survey showed that the large manufacturer sentiment turned negative in Q4, though the non-manufacturing sentiment swung positive. The notable earnings reporter in the US today is Oracle, which will post the results after the close. In corporate news, Amgen will pay about $116.5 per share for Horizon Therapeutics, indicating a $26 billion deal, according to Bloomberg. Bloomberg also reports that Thoma Bravo is in advanced talks to acquire Coupa Software, with the deal to possibly be announced as soon as this week. Microsoft is now declining to comment on the timing of the Activision Blizzard deal. Microsoft had been saying that it expected the deal to close by June 30th. Before the FTC said it would block the purchase. In Asia, equities finished weaker on Monday. Greater China went lower with Hong Kong down 2.2%. While China has lifted several COVID control and prevention measures in recent weeks, the transition to normality is expected to be bumpy, with reports detailing how business and economic activity remains depressed as virus fears discourage residents from venturing out, and with labor shortages due to rising infections. Japan and Australia closed lower, South Korea and Taiwan were also down, Southeast Asia was mixed. In other news, the Australian government's energy cap plan is expected to become law this week. European equity markets are weaker today as markets await key central bank policy decisions this week from the Fed, European Central Bank, and central banks of the UK, Switzerland, and Norway. With inflation moderating in November and forward-looking surveys underpinning the peak inflation narrative in the region, it is likely to be a straightforward decision for the European Central Bank. It is expected to hike by 50 basis points and outline principles for a plan to reduce its bond portfolio on Thursday. Hawkish members have been pushing for quantitative tightening to begin early next year, though no precise details are expected until the first meeting of 2023 in February. Thank you for joining us for the U.S. Market Preview for Monday, December 12, 2022. You can continue to follow today's news in real time with FactSet.